إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فنستك حديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر أمور محدثاتها وكل محدثات بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. And in one translation, indeed all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow him and follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb, who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah and the best guidance, the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And all innovations are astray and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. To each of you, we have ordained a code of law and a way of life. If Allah had willed, he would have made you one community, but his will is to test you with what he has given each of you. So compete with each other in doing good. To Allah, you will all return. Then he will inform you of the truth regarding your differences. And that's from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayat 48. And so when we look at this particular ayat, you know, Allah tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he gives us everything that we need. We have a complete way of life, a complete religion, a holistic religion. We have to understand this. And also we have to accept the decree of Allah. And understand that the decree of Allah is real. And what we experience in this phase of life are just tests from him. Just tests from him. We get blessings and we get tests. And our tests are imtihan. They are designed to strengthen our iman. But when we have frustration in the test, then what happens? That weakens our iman. It weakens our faith. And it weakens our resolve. And so, you know, we have to accept that frustration and becoming anxious over the test that Allah may give us, you know, it weakens us. And so we want to be of those who are strengthened by the test, strengthened by the struggle. You know, Allah says that we are made in struggle and toil. And so we all accept the five pillars of Islam and we accept the articles of faith. But again, how many of us internalize these? How many of us believe that Allah is the only true God? How many of us believe that we need to make the five prayers, fast the month of Ramadan? How many of us believe in the hereafter? How many of us really truly believe it? You know, and if we believe it, we have to start acting like it. We cannot engage in behaviors that are inconsistent with what we say verbally, with what we say verbally. We, again, have a holistic deen. It's the deen al-haq, you know, the true or real deen, real way of life. It's not just a religion, or not just based on rituals. Although we have salat as a ritual, we have fasting as a ritual, we make the hajj as a ritual, we make the juma as a ritual, but our deen is designed to basically cleanse us spiritually. And this is what we have to really strive for. It's really internal cleansing that needs to take place. As the Prophet ﷺ said, that everything rusts, even the heart can rust. And that which removes the rust from the heart is remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. That is the anti-corrosive for our heart. And so this deen is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of the universe. And he has given it to us. And it's not that Muslims have something new. As we hear all the time in Surah Ta'ala, this was in the books that came before, the books of Abraham and Moses. You know, and so Islam is not a new deen. You know, it is something that was here even before mankind. It is the deen from the creator of the universe. Although the Quran is revealed in Arabic and we use the Arabic language to describe certain things, it's not just for the Arabs. It's for all of mankind. You know, as we say, and as Allah says, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the seal of the prophets. He was the last prophet. You know, and so between the Prophet Adam and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you had many, many, many prophets, prophets who have come to all people. Some prophets maybe didn't have any followers or a few followers, and some prophets had many followers. But we have to understand that message is consistent, the message of the Tawheed, the oneness of the Creator, the oneness, and not to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah says, again, this day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and approved for you Islam as your religion. But whoever is forced by severe hunger with no inclination to sin, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. So if you're forced to basically step away from the deen by torture and things like that, Allah knows your heart, no matter what you say out of your mouth. Because we're in trying times where you have people who will be attacking Muslims on many different levels, from the media, even to the point of physical attacks, you know, all over the world. We can't just be focusing just on what happens in this country. Because we look at our brothers and sisters who are Rohingya. We look at our brothers and sisters who are the Uyghur people in China. We look at our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated in this country. Islam is under attack. And so we have to basically fortify ourselves with iman. We fortify ourselves with iman, and then we can sustain any attacks that man brings upon us. Because if we face a hardship, remember, you know, Allah will basically reward us for maintaining our faith in the face of a hardship. And we have to think of the Prophet Ayyub, alayhi salam, who basically lost everything, and he maintained his iman, he maintained his faith. So this is how we have to look at our deen. It is, again, a complete way of life. It is the true way of life. And Allah has given us this deen as a means of guidance in this life and in the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ says that wondrous is the fare of the believer, for there is good for him in every matter. And this is not the case with anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks Allah, and thus there is good for him. If he is harmed, then he shows patience, and thus there is good for him. And this, again, a Sahih Muslim hadith. We have to look at that. If something challenging happens, you know, you see it as a trial from Allah. But if something good happens, again, you know, we basically see it as a gift from Allah, and we maintain our gratitude. How many of us fit this job description? How many of us have this type of iman? So when we face with a challenge, do we fold? Do we fold? or do we seek the spiritual lesson in the challenges that we face? So this is one of the things that we have to look at. We have this holistic dean, a dean that is so comprehensive. It basically regulates not only the human beings, but the plant life and the life that we don't even know about in this life and in the hereafter. And as Allah says, He is the Lord of all the worlds. Lord of all the worlds. As Allah says in Surah Rahman, is there any reward for good? Anything but good? Just ask yourself that. If you do good, you're going to get reward for doing good. So as Muslims, we need to strive to do as much good as possible. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if Allah intends good for someone, then He afflicts them with trials. He afflicts them with trials. And so, again, we've had the trial of the pandemic. And it could be a purging, you know, for us. So we understand and, you know, and overstand that Allah is in complete control. And so if we fold, and again, in the field that I work in mental health, many people are just facing so many mental health challenges. And so your mental health can be regulated by your spiritual health. And so it's important for people to be able to improve their spiritual health. And you'll be surprised how it impacts your mental health. You know, as Muslims, we have to strive to be believers, because what happens is by striving to be believers and attaining that, we're in a win-win situation. Again, if we have a hardship, we win. If we stay patient, and if we have a victory, you know, we win if we show gratitude. So we're in a win-win situation if we strive to allow the belief to enter our hearts. Our deen is complete and holistic. And again, it gives us an understanding, an overstanding of this life and the hereafter. And may Allah allow us to be of those who strive to be believers. Because again, during these challenging times, our faith is going to be tested. During these challenging times, people will seek to try to disprove Islam. During these challenging times, you have people who engage in basically worshiping their own skin, worshiping black supremacy, worshiping white supremacy, worshiping brown supremacy. But we have to understand that Allah is supreme. It is only Allah who is supreme. And He tells us that among His signs is the variations in our languages and colors. The variations in our languages and colors. So mankind is just a tapestry. It's a tapestry of the colors, and the colors are just adjectives. The colors, it doesn't mean that one color is better than the other. You know, as is said, that, you know, we're only best or better based on our piety, based on our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with Islam and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, you know, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praise is due to Allah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or make mistakes. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the strength to bear. And overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are our guardian, so grant us a victory against the disbelieving people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Please stay safe, brothers and sisters.